Good evening. Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Thompson. We are reading from The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. We're on Chapter 8, News Reaches London. My younger brother Frank, a medical student, was studying for his exams in London when the Martians landed at Woking. When he learned of the cylinder in the afternoon newspapers on Saturday, he saw no cause for alarm, for he knew that the sandpit was a good 2 miles from my house. Still, he planned to come down to Maybury on Sunday to see the things before they were killed. But when he reached London's Waterloo Station on Sunday, he found the police clearing people out to make room for troops and supplies heading for Woking. Newspaper boys carrying their still-wet papers converged on the street outside the station, shouting, "Dreadful catastrophe! Fighting at Weybridge! Thousands killed!" Then, and only then, did Frank realize the full power and terror of these monsters. Fugitives from the battle area had already begun to enter London, their furniture, bundles, and boxes loaded onto carts and hay wagons. The faces of these people were tired and drawn, and their appearance was a great contrast to the Londoners on the street, dressed in their fashionable Sunday best. Some of the fugitives were exchanging news with the people on the street.
"Saw the Martians myself," explained one dirty, ragged man. "Boilers on stilts, I tell you, striding like a man."
Frank stopped several of these people to ask about me, but the only news he got was from a man who told him that Woking had been completely destroyed the previous night. Although he was anxious about my safety, Frank decided to return home to await further news. It was during the early hours of Monday morning that he was awakened by the loud rapping of door knockers. From his attic room, he looked down to see policemen hammering at doors and shouting, "The Martians are coming!" Church bells were trying to waken every Londoner as well. Carriages, cabs, and every kind of vehicle came flying by, heading for the train stations which led northward out of London. Frank hurriedly began to dress, running to the window with each piece of clothing in order not to miss any of the growing excitement. Soon, men were selling unusually early morning newspapers, shouting in the streets, "London in danger of suffocation! Martians advancing! Fearful massacres in the Thames Valley!" Unable to learn from his window what was happening, Frank ran down into the street just as the sky showed touches of dawn. Crowds of people on foot and in vehicles grew more numerous every moment. "Black smoke!" they cried again and again. Frank bought a newspaper from a seller who was part of the fleeing crowd. A report from the commander-in-chief of the army said, "The Martians shot out rockets which spread huge clouds of poisonous black smoke. This smoke has smothered our gun batteries along the route to London, destroying everything on the way. It is impossible to stop the Martians. There is no escaping the black smoke except to flee instantly." This was all, but it was enough to throw a city of 6 million people into a panic. When Frank realized the full meaning of all those things, he returned quickly to his room, took all the money he had, and went back out into the streets. End of chapter 8.
Coming up next, chapter 9.
Coming up next, chapter 9. Good night.